Terry Schwartzberg is American-born, Jewish, and he's lived for decades in Germany. As reports of anti-Semitism multiply, both in the U.S. and in Europe, his commitment to visibility in his city of Munich, Germany, challenges some contemporary assumptions about the state of interreligious relations. Terry's also a leading activist with the Stolperstein Project, and I am very pleased to welcome Terry now to State of Belief Radio. Terry, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
You know, you have made international headlines with what would appear to be a pretty simple act of public visibility. Tell our listeners about how you decided to wear a kippah whenever you wanted to, wherever you went, and why some members of your community thought that was a very dangerous idea.
I have been wearing a kippah, which many of your listeners will probably know as a yarmulke, since December 1st, 2012. In other words, I have been living my normal life in Munich, taking my kids to swimming lessons, to school, shopping, wherever I was taken, I've always just put on a kippah on my head and walked around. And it was a very controversial move because most Jews in Germany live in absolute fear of being identified as being Jewish. In other words, most of them refuse to read Hebrew newspapers in public or wear Stars of David or anything like that. And I decided to show them that there's no reason to live in fear in Germany. You all have all heard of Schindler's List. The man behind it was a Polish-Jewish gentleman named Mitek Pemper. It was his idea. He created the list. He convinced Schindler to do it. He died in 2012 in Augsburg. He was 91. And a very celebrated person. And I was at his funeral. I'm a friend of the family. And it was at the Jewish cemetery. All the men were wearing yarmulkes, were wearing kippot. You know, I'm Jewish. I've seen Jews, Reformed Jews, I'm a Reformed Jew, all throughout New York and Brooklyn. I see normal Jews wearing normal kippot every day. And I thought, oh, that's nice. Maybe I'll just keep on my kippah as we left this Jewish cemetery. As soon as we crossed the border from the cemetery back into the streets of Augsburg, all the Jews began screaming at me, take off your kippah, you're endangering us. And I thought to myself, if wearing a little round piece of cloth puts everybody in danger, I am living in the wrong country. And I decided I would prove that Germany is safe for Jews. And I think I have. And as a matter of fact, I've been doing this for 27 months. Not a single bad thing, and many wonderful things have happened to me.
Would you say then, Terry, that a lot of people must have an exaggerated idea of danger in their present-day lives?
Yes, I think it is exaggerated, and I hope my example, my role model, has convinced him to feel otherwise. But in actual fact, Jews in Germany still live in fear 70 years after the Shoah, after the Holocaust, and I think that's totally unfounded. And if you look at the statistics, Jews are safe in America, and they're also equally safe in Germany. There are very few anti-Semitic incidents. There were 24 last year of any description, and there's almost 200,000 Jews now in Germany. So the chances of experiencing that as a Jew is about as great as having, you know, congealed water from an airplane fall on your head. It's very minor.
So where does the fear come from?
Well, I think it comes from, first of all, I hate to say it, although I'm a journalist, I think the media has had a bad role in doing that. I think they've taken these minor incidents and blown them up. I think the recent comments by Netanyahu were not helpful, suggesting that all European Jews should emigrate to Israel. And I think the people themselves, the way it works is the more you hide, the more you're afraid, the more you will become afraid. In other words, if you go out, embrace the society, check out your fears, then you will see that German society is very progressive, very tolerant, and very non-racist. But if you're sitting there worrying about it and don't do anything, any minor thing can set you off. And that's why I have no fear of German society, because I go out there every day with my kippah on.
In your mind, does it attract attention? Does it prompt conversation, or are you just another person on the street?
The sad truth is I love attention, but 99.9% of the people don't even cast me a glance. They're just used to, you know, a cosmopolitan crowd. But I have had very heartwarming experiences. I was, my daughter, who was in those days, she was 7. We were visiting a friend in Augsburg, a city to the west of Munich, and we were rushing to catch a train. It was dark. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon, December. And as we were rushing, a huge man approached me, and he was wearing a green bomber jacket. Hadn't shaved for 5 days. He had a lot of curly hair. Looked very impressive. I'm a rather large man myself, but certainly an impressive figure. And he said to me in German, of course, he says, "Are you from Jerusalem?" And I said, "No, I'm actually from Wisconsin." I asked him where he was from. He said he's from Algeria. And I waited to see what was going to happen because he was obviously Muslim. And he said to me, "I just wanted to stop you and tell you, I think it's great that Jews are showing their identity, are showing being visible in Germany. We Muslims should do that." And he gave me a hug and he gave me a kiss on both cheeks, which was very painful for me because of his beard. And we both laughed. My daughter laughed because she had never seen two men hugging each other like that. And my daughter and I rushed off to the train. I've had lots of experiences like that. No bad experiences, lots of very heartwarming experiences. Jews come up to me all the time and say, "Oh, by the way, I'm Jewish. I'm from Israel. I think it's great that you're wearing a kippah." So it's been a very good thing for me, actually.
If people perceive the world around us to be more hostile and even more dangerous than it really is, there is a lot to be lost by that.
I completely subscribe to that idea. I think we do create our own realities. And if we are open and friendly and positive, we can have wonderful experiences. And I think it's very important to see how far Germany has come in the last 70 years. I am having kippot, these, you know, plural kippahs, I'm having them made, and they're going to have mazel tov, which, of course, you know what that means, congratulations, on them, with the colors of the German flag and with signs of Christianity and Judaism and Islam woven in. And I'm going to give them for free to everybody, and I hope we'll get some flash mobs together, ecumenical flash mobs, where people come out and say, "We are for tolerance, we are for interreligious understanding, and we're all standing together. All Abrahamic religions are standing together," and I think we'll be doing that in a few weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great. Terry, I know you devote a lot of your time to working on the Stolperstein Project. Will you talk about that?
Yes, I would love to. I think it's not quite as well known in America as it is in Europe. Stolperstein means stumbling blocks, and they're plaques, they're brass plaques about hand size that are placed on the sidewalks in front of the buildings where Jews and gypsies and gays and lesbians and everybody lived before being dragged off to concentration camps. Nazis killed 11 million people. 6 million of them were Jews. And each person deserves to be remembered, and that's what the Stolperstein are doing. If you lost family members in the Shoah and the Holocaust, you can order a Stolperstein made, and then we put them in the ground. Very moving ceremony. And then there are now 54,000 Stolperstein in 1,200 cities in 18 countries. This is a huge thing. In Berlin alone, there are 6,100 Stolperstein. And they're very moving, and you stumble across them. But that's what happens. You're walking down the street, and all of a sudden you see a glint of gold, and you bend over and you read about somebody who was killed in a concentration camp. And it means that Germany is now, and also the other European countries, are now atoning for all the horrible things they did on the Shoah on a victim-by-victim basis, and they will do so for generations to come. In other words, Germany is now engaged in the world's largest project of commemoration of atonement, and I think that's something wonderful.
I know that our listeners want to know how to find out more about your work and to keep up with it. Tell them how to stay in touch with you and learn from what you're doing.
Check me out on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. My initiative, Stolperstein, is on Facebook. Just give me a friendship request on Facebook. I would be delighted to hook up with you people. I think you're doing marvelous work, as I've seen in America. Very interested to get to know what you're doing.
Terry Schwartzberg is an American-born Jewish resident of Munich, Germany. 2 years ago, he felt moved to challenge Jewish invisibility in his city by wearing his kippah on a daily basis. The experience has challenged common assumptions about risks of hostility and even dangers associated with being visibly Jewish. Terry, thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
And may I say thank you so much for the opportunity of sharing my story. I hope that it inspires others. Thank you so much.